My guest at this time is former Vice President Dick Cheney, who also served this nation as Secretary of Defense under the first President Bush, Chief of Staff to the President in the Ford administration, and for more than a decade as a U.S. Congressman from Wyoming. He's also the author of the brand new book, In My Time, a personal and political memoir, co-authored by his daughter Liz. In the first half of our conversation, the Vice President and I spoke about some of the momentous decisions made in the wake of 9/11 and some of the critical foreign policy challenges over the following 8 years. In this part of our conversation, we look back at how he joined the ticket back in the 2000 presidential campaign and some of the critical domestic policy events of the 8 years of the Bush-Cheney administration. Of course, you first came on the scene as George W. Bush's advisor for helping him pick a running mate. You list a couple of names in the book that were briefly under consideration, John Danforth, Connie Mack, who told you that he'd probably never talk to you again if you did put him on the list. Don Rumsfeld, even. Was there any name that you were ready to strongly recommend above all others before the governor made it clear that you were the one he wanted?
I obviously worked it hard, but I also worked hard not to ever release the list, and we didn't. It was pretty much public knowledge. Connie had no problem since he didn't let us put him on the list, and Rumsfeld didn't get on the list. John Danforth was seriously considered, and to the point of flying him up to meet with the president one day in Chicago so the two of them could talk. Basically what happened was I had been approached by one of the then governor's staff people about whether or not I'd agree to have my name on the list for consideration, and I said no. And then the then governor came back to me and said, well, will you help me find somebody? And I think what happened was he never accepted no for an answer. We just went through the search process in the spring, and we had all finished with that. He looked at me and said, you're the solution to my problem. That's how I got the job, but at first I turned it down.
Once Election Day happened, of course, there was the unprecedented recount, so not exactly the smoothest transition between administrations in history, yet the first 100 days of the Bush-Cheney administration was considered to be a success from pretty much all corners with tax relief, changes in different treaties. I believe the ABM treaty was in that first 100 days. What was the key to hitting the ground running despite such a rocky transition?
The election was so close. There was a bit of a tendency in some quarters for people to believe that we would change our agenda because it had been a close election. And we decided not to do that, that we'd run on a certain program of changes in the tax code and education reform, for example, and so forth, and that people had elected us by however narrow a margin, and that the right thing for us to do was to carry it through and keep our commitments. And that's what we did, and I think that was helpful. It was also a period of time when, well, the Senate, for example, was 50-50, one of the very few times, if ever, in history when we had exactly the same number of senators on both sides, and I cast a tie-breaking vote as the vice president, and that gave us control. But we were able to negotiate out an arrangement where you had the same number of Democrats and Republicans on every committee, but the senior Republican on each committee was then the chairman. Our right, given the fact that we had 51 votes to their 50. So it was a fairly productive period, I think, those early months. And then, of course, when 9/11 hit, I think there was a lot of cooperation in the early months after that. Now, over time, of course, we adopted some controversial policies that we felt were necessary to keep the country safe, things like enhanced interrogation and the terror surveillance program and so forth that created some controversy. But on balance, the country pretty well came together in those early days after 9/11 to work together in terms of the passing needed legislation and also getting up and running in the global war on terror. And it worked, for 7.5 years. We kept the country safe from any more attacks.
We're talking with former Vice President Dick Cheney. And, sir, you've mentioned the intelligence changes, the war in Iraq. Those are probably the issues that received the most criticism from the left. Those on the right, perhaps even more after the fact than at the moment, suggests that there was too much federal spending and also some big government initiatives that perhaps were not the right way to go. They point to, in addition to the spending that was done, of course, for the war and for Homeland Security, Medicare Part D, No Child Left Behind, and things that got bloated, such as the Bridge to Nowhere. What do you tell them when they suggest that your administration wasn't as fiscally tight as it should have been?
The Bridge to Nowhere was a congressional action. We didn't have anything to do with that. But you can always find things that there'll be some disagreement over. That's the nature of the business. That's the way our whole system functions. We had a situation in which Congress basically would, because it was controlled in those early, I guess, the first 6 years, we had control of the House and Senate in terms of Republican majorities. And before they would pass legislation down to us, if they thought it was a possibility of a veto, they'd go fix it. And so that worked fairly smooth. But we did have situations, I think, where we had to spend more money, especially in the defense area, especially when we got into the whole area of Homeland Security. We had to create a whole new big department. One of the biggest departments in the government these days is Homeland Security. And it was very important that we make the investment. We completely reorganized the intelligence community. You had to put the government on, in effect, what was a wartime footing to be able to deal with the crises that arose out of the attacks of 9/11. And there's no question we had to spend a fair amount of money, but it's also true that if you want to look at what drives our debt problem and the federal budget problem, it's not the defense budget, it's entitlements. The defense budget now is somewhere around maybe 4%. Our entitlement programs are running about 18 or 19% of federal spending. So the commitments that we've made on a lot of domestic programs here at home, and especially on important programs like Social Security and Medicare and so forth, they're already cooked into the stew, if you will. You've already got those commitments on the books, and that more than anything else is what's driving our long-term debt problem.
Mr. Vice President, we know you've got to run. Thank you, sir, for being with us today. We appreciate it greatly.
Well, I enjoyed it, Greg.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney, whose public service also included time as Chief of Staff for President Ford, Congressman for the state of Wyoming, and Defense Secretary for the first President Bush, along with his daughter Liz. The former Vice President is also the author of the new book, In My Time, A Personal and Political Memoir. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.